Okay, so where should I start? Okay, so this is actually a wisdom insight, is what it is. It's a word of wisdom. It's about what God does and how he will raise up. And so the Lord is looking at a person's heart, and what he wants to, it, the external, the temporal, all the things that the world lusts after, and that the rich men of the earth kill and steal and destroy, as it says in James. It says they're ill-gotten gains. That's what they call them. But God does raise up people and takes them into high places and decks them with beautiful apparel. Example is Esther. Esther was an orphan girl. She was raised up by Mordecai, and she was taken into the king's harem to be selected. Vashti was proud and would not, submit to the king, which is an allegory of the father in heaven, the kingship. But Esther went into the harem and she sought the counsel of Haggai. She wasn't looking for her version of, oh, look, I get all this stuff from the king now. I get jewels and beautiful perfume baths and oils and silks and beautiful gowns. And so they got to choose for 6 months. They went through this process. And in contrast to all of them, Esther sought from Haggai's counsel what to do. She didn't seek her own pleasures and lusts.
Right.
And when she sought them, Haggai counseled her, and she went in, and she was not governed by them. But it says in, and then God opened up the strategies of the enemy to her. This is an instruction on those who God opens up strategies to and gives revelation to. And then in is the example, the indication of this is in Ezekiel, when God is speaking to Israel, Ahalo and Aholiab, Ahilo, I'm sorry, I'm not saying it right, about that God saw them in their blood. And they were cast off, and he took them and cleaned them up and salted them and dealt with their umbilical cord. And then he raised them up and he decked them with diadems and crowns and badger sandals and all these beautiful ornaments. But then they became a whores. But God raised them up. And therefore, God can raise up and bring into places those he wants, but they are not ruled by the love of the world and the lust of the world and the temporal stuff. They're ruled by the faith in Yeshua, and they keep covenant, which means they do not love their lives unto death. They testify by the word of their testimony and give honor and glory to God, and they operate in the blood of Christ, which is the blood covenant. That causes this, the redemptive nature, to glorify God and to bring his purposes into pass. That is the covenant. Well, this is our instruction.
That's awesome.